Double GJTL, David Crowder Band, How He Loves. That song was number one for 4 weeks, October, November, 2009.
Okay, very cool.
Which you thought it maybe be longer.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. I think compared to the other songs, I was definitely expecting that one to be a little bit longer than that.
And that was one that every church was singing at the time.
And still is.
Still is.
Yeah.
So David Crowder, How He Loves. Before that, According to John, Song of Jabez. Brenton Brown, Hallelujah, Your Love is Amazing. Good morning. Throwback Thursday, 7:05, with Liam and Fred with you.
Yeah, happy Throwback Thursday. We're definitely having a great time. I want to let you know, Disciple and special guest Behold the Beloved will be here at the Junction Center tomorrow night, which is also going to be a load of fun. If you're interested, get your tickets today. All the information is at junctioncenterproductions.com.
This morning, our very special guest is author Zach Bauermaster. He's here with his daughter, Olivia. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Fred.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Beautiful morning.
Absolutely.
Great morning. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to my wife, Carly, my daughter, Elliot, and my son, Isaac. I want to give a shout out to, I think my mom and dad are listening. You have to give a shout out to your mom and dad, right?
They should be. And hi, Zach's mom and dad.
Yep, so mom and dad, and then everyone at Providence Elementary, where I serve as principal. Nice. So shout out to everyone there at Providence Elementary School.
Pretty awesome. And you brought along your daughter Olivia. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my friends at school.
Yeah. And what school do you go to?
Smith Middle School.
And is that in Quarryville?
Yeah.
Too?
Mm-hmm.
So you're in what grade?
Six.
Sixth grade. Wow, that's crazy. So you're going to be playing basketball this fall? Are you excited about that?
Yes.
What position do you play?
Guard on defense.
Yeah. Your dad says you're pretty scrappy.
Yeah.
You like playing defense, getting the loose balls.
Yeah.
And you're also a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
You're practicing tonight for a recital.
Yes.
Yeah. That'll be fun. So you like hanging around with your dad?
Yeah.
I hear that the two of you are thinking about writing a book together. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Well, hopefully one day the two of you can come on and we'll talk about your book. Okay?
That sounds awesome.
All right. Well, Zach, we love having you here. I know you were here about a year ago with your first book. That was called Leading with a Humble Heart.
That's correct.
So you were principaling over here in Mannheim, right?
Yeah. I said to Olivia, it's great to have her beside me this morning. And I said to her, it's crazy. I used to make this drive every day.
Because
I live in the Slanko area. And now I'm principal in the Slanko area. But prior to that, I served as an administrator in Mannheim Central and then Warwick. And what's awesome about education, there's so many people, so many wonderful relationships. So I need to give a shout out to Mannheim Central and Warwick and all the wonderful people. I always say it's the people who make a place special.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Really appreciate those people at those schools.
And now you're a principal in Slanko School District.
Yep. At Providence Elementary School.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. And you've written your second book, and this is called Leading with People.
Yep.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Leading with People, it actually begins with a difficult time in my life, and I'll share the story where years ago I was leading a meeting, and I actually passed out during the meeting. Mm. And when I came to, I was really nervous because I knew I was battling something that people didn't know about. So I was battling anxiety and I was battling depression.
Yeah.
And a wave just hit me. And I was like, oh no, like the secret's out. But then my eyes were truly open to needing people in my life. And what was so cool is when that happened, that difficulty happened, I was able to open up and start sharing my story with others. And that's really how the book starts out, this difficult time in my life. And then how people have come alongside me. And so there's that leading with people. Like, I need people in my life. We all need people. God made us to be interdependent with Him and with people in our lives to encourage us. So people have walked alongside me on my journey and have really encouraged me. But it also opened my eyes to, because no one would have guessed I was battling anxiety.
Right.
So it makes me, as I lead my family, as I lead at school, just asking God to give me His eyes as I interact with other people, because all the different stories that are behind everyone, just all the different stories. And there's so many hidden stories out there. So then it gets into leading with people, and it's an acronym. So prioritizing people, empathizing with people, observing the needs and responding with compassion, praying for and with people, loving people and encouraging people. But we can't truly do that unless we have our hearts aligned with God. So it starts with about building the foundation and aligning our hearts with God's heart so we can be His hands and feet and we can serve others as salt and light. And really, really surrounding John 15:5, where Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. And as he says, like, in me, you can bear much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing. So we need to be connected to that vine at all times, and then we can lead fruitfully. You'll see on the cover of the book, there's a fruit tree.
Yeah, because, I love it.
Because, yeah, we want to lead people picture. Fruitfully yeah. in their daily walk.
Now, it had to be a little scary to share your weaknesses or your what you saw as your struggles. How did people react to that?
Yeah, it's actually just this week, I sent a message to my wife because I received a message from someone in Kansas that says, hey, I bought your book and I bought it for two of my friends. I didn't start reading it yet, but a friend reached out to me and said, you need to read the first 2.5 pages. Mm. And she said, my son is going through the exact same thing right now.
The same thing you were going through.
Yeah. So what's really neat is, I mean, people really appreciate your strengths, but they connect with your weaknesses and vulnerabilities.
That is so true.
Yeah. So just... And it is, so a lot of it is, I did a lot of journaling during this difficult time in my life. And so part of it is, when I went back, I had all these journals and I was like, wait, I have a story here that I can share with other people. So I really use those journal entries as a guide to write this book.
Sure.
We're talking with Zach Bauermaster. Zach is the author of Leading With People. Where's your book available, Zach?
So the book is available on Amazon.
Very cool. And is this something that, not only if you're going through a struggle, but if you're in a leadership position, is this the kind of thing that you would want to read?
Yeah, because it's for moms, dads, any leadership role.
Yeah.
And it's truly about slowing down. And God often puts, not often, God puts people along our path because we need them and they need us. But we often operate at too hurried of a pace. We have our to-do list and we miss the people in our lives.
Yeah.
So it's really about being intentional about slowing down and having conversations. And within it's actually a 49-day action plan, or just one day at a time. Just focusing on the people around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Check it out, Leading With People from Zach Bauermaster. It's available online. And coming up, we've got an opportunity for you to win one as well. So stick around. More of our Throwback Thursday continues. Nicole C. Mullen, Phil Joel, much more on the way next.